from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Op die lyn het ons vir Nick Rabinowitz, baie bekende Suid-Afrikaanse komediant, eintlik 'n legende in die komedie industrie. And we are talking to Nick today because Nick's name came up as a possible target, because he's going to have his show Unmuted at the Sandton Theatre on the Square, and it came up as a possible target for this rumored terrorist attack. Yeah. So welcome to the show, Nick. We're very, very happy to have you.
Thank you. I can hardly hear one of you, but I can hear the other very well.
I was going to say, this whole situation in the last 24 hours must be one of the most surreal experiences of your entire life, trying to put on a show.
That is the word that came to mind today. Yes, surreal.
I mean, it's wild, the fact that this foreign government says that, you know, there are bad people in town, and then out of nowhere I'm looking at the news and suddenly your name pops up and says, well, what if it's Nick? And I'm like, that's not cool.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the first alert from the embassy via WhatsApp, but sort of in Woolies. And then I was like, oh, okay, well, I won't be there this weekend. I'm fine. And then, yeah, at like 6 o'clock, my agent sent me a screen grab from a journalist who desperately wanted to contact me, saying his sources say I'm a target.
It's just,
dun, dun,
it's,
dun.
Yeah, it's like, it's beyond understanding, because I mean, thank heavens, but terrorism of all the global issues isn't something we have in South Africa. We have more than enough going on.
We do. We do have more than enough to be concerned about. I'm not sure. I've been told I don't need to be concerned about me, but we do need to be concerned about the people at the Pride March. Are you having them on today?
Yeah,
as well?
We are. Yes. We're chatting to them in about an hour's time. They've released a statement saying the march is going to go ahead, but we'll find out exactly what they've heard and who they've spoken to. They've been in meetings literally all day today as well. Unmuted, tell us about the show and what's happening.
Well, you know, I thought the show was done and dusted and I would just get to Joburg and do the show. And this has happened. And the most irritating part is that people are like, well, I mean, I've been getting messages like this. Are we still? Can we come? Is it going to be safe? Will there be security? And most importantly, will there be new material? And now I have to write 10 new minutes on just today's events. And Tuesday, that's just around the corner.
Yeah, that is just around the corner.
And somebody else then told me, high up in the sort of Jewish security community, that I don't need to worry. Apparently, ISIS are not interested in Nick Rabinowitz at all, which I found kind of hurtful, because comedians, we want to be...
You want to be relevant. So Nick...
Then Riyad Musa sent me a text saying he's got a contact at AXA. Maybe they can do security outside the theater. And then I started wondering, somebody said, you know, the state of the roads, they might not make it to Sandton. And then I thought, well, if the caliphate is coming to Gauteng, what does this mean for Joburg potholes? Is it a good or bad thing? It's not clear.
Nick, you don't need to write an additional 10 minutes. You've already done 2 minutes off the cuff and it's great. So this is really a chance for kind of to get people to show up and come and enjoy comedy and not live scared, I guess, that it's kind of your show is kind of going to become a statement for, yeah, we are here and we are going to make our comedy show and people are going to come and watch.
Yeah, in fact, the first night's a Jewish charity and the statement that they're making is, you'll have to blow all of us up first before you blow up our comedian.
Well, there you have it. Where can people get tickets, Nick?
You get tickets. I don't want to say, because then it sounds like I actually engineered this PR campaign.
But you really didn't, to be fair. You really didn't.
But there are a few tickets left at CompuTicket.com.
I was going to say, if there's one thing you
can... Hashtag, it's going to be a blast.
Oh, Mr. Rabinowitz, we appreciate your time. Good luck with the show. Enjoy. I'm almost... You know, nothing is going to happen. It is going to be very funny. It is going to be very enjoyable. And I'm sorry you're not on ISIS's radar yet.
Well, maybe this will help me get there.
Thank you for your time, brother. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers, man.
from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.